This year's conference at Arkansas State University focused on the social and spiritual side of resolving health disparities, which is when one population group has a higher proportion of illness, disability, or early death when compared with another group. Low income can be a contributing factor. But Dr. Brooke Laurent of the NYIT College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University says considering whether a patient has resources can be a lot more than just financial.
So typically when we think about resources, people think it's just about how much money you have, your savings, your checking account. But there are frameworks and the models have shown us that resources can be emotional resources, which means you have healthy ways of dealing with stress. There are resources such as community, using your community as a support system to deal with certain stresses.
It can also mean strong friendships, access to a store that sells fresh fruits and vegetables, or living near a park that has walking or bicycle paths. Licensed master social worker Randall Murray says rural Arkansans can experience health disparities just based on where they live.
Think about a person that lives in Lafe, Arkansas, okay? If they're elderly, it could just be somebody living on just basic survival needs. They don't have access to internet, okay? A lot of mental health is done today on telemedicine, back and forth. A lot of people, transportation issues, no transportation available. Medicaid van, it only runs Monday through Fridays.
Speakers at the conference noted that local churches, which already have a long history of clothing and feeding the needy, have a role to play in resolving health disparity. Kenesha Bryant-Moore is with the UAMS College of Public Health.
When I initially started working in the Delta, I was just told about how there was lack of access for specialized care, specifically around mental health. And then when I was, you know, around the community and talking to the people, I actually looked around and I was like, there's a place of worship in almost every corner. And that is a huge resource within the community.
Local pastor Jerome Turner agrees helping resolve health disparity can be part of a church's work.
Church is a very important part of the African-American community. And so the church can play a major role in helping in any health issues, not necessarily mental wellness, not necessarily creating faith-based programs, but in any kind of health issues.
Speakers at the conference urged physicians in training in the audience to have open conversations with patients about the social and spiritual aspects of their lives, since it's part of treating the whole person. In Jonesboro, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.